talking with Danny Ozark. Danny, if you would, how did you get your start playing baseball? Did you play like on a town team, or even when you were younger, pick up with your friends? How did that get started for you?
Well, you know, way back when I was about 12 years old, we didn't have little league. We call it they call it midget league baseball at that time, and it was like 10 to 12, and then you got into American Legion baseball. So I played in that midget league. Then I went on to play the American League baseball, you know, American Legion baseball, and from there, high school, and then I played with some semi-pro teams when I was 14 years old, and just continued on to play, and finally signed a contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1941, and went on to play in 1942 in Olean, New York, in a pony league.
Do you recall the scout who signed you for your first contract?
Oh, yeah. It was a fellow by the name of Heinie Groh and Dick Fisher. Dick Fisher was a guy in Buffalo, New York, who was kind of a bird dog, rather. But Heinie Groh was the guy that signed me. And, I made $90 a month. And I got a bonus, a signing bonus of $500, $250 if I opened the season, and the other $250 if I finished the season.
It's pretty good money back in those days, though, huh?
Well, it wasn't too bad. I mean, existed, you know, but I liked to play just like all the guys that signed those same kind of contracts that I did, and we had a lot of fun playing. It was a lot better than working in a factory or in a coal mine or something like that, so I enjoyed it very much.
Did you, you were a first baseman when you were signed?
No, I was signed as a second baseman. I played second baseman for the whole first year, and when I went into the service, 43, 44, and 45, I went to Europe in World War II, and got out, and I'm 6'3", and I weigh about 195 pounds, and Branch Rickey handed me a first baseman's glove, so I became a first baseman.
How many?
But then I went on, I played first, third, and I also played third base, and I played some in the outfield.
So you started off in Olean. How many years did you spend in the minors altogether?
Well, 1942, and then I came 1964 was my last year as a manager in the minor leagues. I managed Spokane and Pacific Coast League in the Coast League at that time.
So you played for most of your career was in a minor. Did you ever actually make up with the Brooklyn Dodgers?
No, I never got a cup of coffee with the Brooklyn. I played against a lot of the major league teams, you know, exhibition games and stuff, but I never got a major league contract, nor did I ever play a major league game.
When was the turning point for you where you figured that, I guess maybe you didn't think you were going to make it, and you decided to go into coaching and managing?
Well, that wasn't my decision at that time. Fresco Thompson is the one that called me in after the 1955 season. I was playing in Fort Worth in the Texas League and had a real good year, and he called me up and said, would you like to manage a Class B team and be a player manager? And that was in Wichita Falls, Texas, in the big state league, which I accepted, and I played and coached and managed the team, and from then on, it was the following year, I went to the Cedar Rapids in the 3I League, and then advanced progressively, and finally, I managed 5 years in AAA ball, and then Buzzy Pervasi called and asked me if I would like to be a coach on the Brooklyn Dodger team, which I did in 1965, and fortunately, in 1965, we were world champions. We got in the World Series. 66, we got in the World Series, and it was fine, and went through coaching here up until 1972, and then I saw no daylight here. Walter Elson was going to continue to manage, you know, the Dodgers, and I said, gee, maybe I'll just try and get a managing job somewhere else, which I did, and I went on to Philadelphia. After talking to Mr. O'Malley and Walter Alston and Al Camp Anderson, I took that job over there and stayed there for 7 years. Had an enjoyable job, enjoyable time in Philadelphia.
You were, I think, was first year manager at the Phillies at 73?
Yes, 1973, and we finished sixth, and then we went, then next year we finished third, and then we finished second in 76, 77, 78. We won the divisional title. We won 100 games in 76 and 77, and 92, I think it was, in 78. 79, we had a bad year, and I think the club finished fourth, and they fired me in the last part of August.
What was it like when you left the Dodgers and went over to the Phillies? The Phillies were an organization that was more like, let's say, in turmoil compared to the Dodgers. Dodgers where there was a lot of stability. Was that something that you had to work hard to overcome to right the ship, so to speak?
Well, what I did before I did take that job over there, I checked into the minor league system, which they had a good one because they were drafting players, they're good ball players out of high school and college because they finished so far down in the standings. And I knew a lot of the players there, and I conferred with some of the scouts that I knew and the managers in the minor leagues about the players they had down there, and I found out that they have a pretty good system. So when I accepted the job, and they accepted me in Philadelphia, I started out and did what I thought was right as far as the training of the players fundamentally and stuff like that. And it kind of became a secondary thing for the Phillies because my training here with the Dodgers went over there with the Phillies, and they accepted it very well. And we produced, and we had a great minor league system like the Dodgers did. And the players, we brought them up through the system. They came on the major league club, and certainly we made some trades with the players that we had in the system because we couldn't use them all, and it was very successful. So after I left, they kind of went downhill, so I guess they got rid of all their good ball players.
What as a manager, what was your basic strategy with your pitchers? Do you have any basic strategy that you had developed and you stuck with?
Not really, because I conferred with my pitching coach and bullpen coach about the pitching. And that's the most difficult part of the managing, I think, is trying to go ahead and take care of 10 guys that are pitching. And they all have a different way of doing things. And I have a pitching coach that we're paying a good salary to, and he knew him better than I did. And I would ask him things, and certainly I want his opinion. And sometimes he'd give me an opinion, and I go by my own. So it's just a gut feeling about taking a pitcher out or leaving him in or whatever it might be. But pitching coach is very important on a club.
What was your toughest job as a manager?
Sending a guy to the minor leagues, I think, is the most difficult, especially that older guy that might have been on a major league club that particular year or prior to that, and calling me in the office and say, hey, we're going to send you out to whatever city, you know, and you go down there and play hard and you'll be back. And sometimes you do a little fibbing in that respect too. So, and they get mad at you, you know, and say, well, you know, you didn't give me a good chance and all that, but that's the toughest part of the whole job, I guess.
As a manager, you have to constantly deal with a lot of the press and a lot of, you know, people second-guessing you, all that stuff. Did you find that very difficult to handle also, or was it something you could just kind of take with a grain of salt?
No, I just took it with a grain of salt. I mean, everybody has an opinion. I think myself, I sit in the stands right now, and I'll say, hey, I wouldn't have done that, you know, but who am I? I'm just a fan, a second-guessing fan. But that's what makes it great about baseball, I think.
What? All the years that you spent in the minor leagues, you saw a lot of things. What did you really take from that experience when you came into the pros as a coach?
I think patience. Because in the minor leagues, you don't go out there to win. You go there to teach, and you have to have patience with the players and develop them. And I think that was a carryover into the major leagues. And a lot of the players appreciated that very much because I gave them the opportunity to play and to prove themselves that they can play.
What was your greatest thrill as a player in the minor league? Was there one thing that really stands out in your mind?
I guess maybe hitting four consecutive home runs in one ball game in one day, in the very same day. Other than that, it was kind of a really every year I played, every game I played was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. I think you kind of forget about the things that you did for yourself. I think maybe the finest thing I ever did was help some of the guys when I became an older player and kind of took care of the younger guys and helped the manager out in that respect.
As you said, sit in the stands and you see different things happening and all, you say you would do it differently. What don't you like about baseball today as compared to when you came up in the 40s?
Well, I think the most distressing thing is a guy won't run on ground balls when he hits a ground ball in the infield. They won't run on a fly ball. You see him loafing to first base. Just taking things for granted that the other guy's going to catch the ball. And guys that slide into second base, they don't go in there to break up a double play. They slide just to slide. It's not aggressive. It's not the kind of baseball that I was used to playing or seeing. And I think if you talk a lot of the old-timers, that's what they think about. Or they would say that that's what they dislike about the game now.
What do you think about the lack of fundamentals that a lot of players exhibit? I know as a fan myself, it's one thing that bothers me. Does that bother you also?
Oh, yeah, because I think the lack of fundamentals today is because they rush their players into the major leagues too soon. They don't have the teaching. You can't teach a guy fundamentals in 1 day or 2 days or even possibly in a year. You can't cover the things that happen in the ball game in 1 year. It's very difficult. And we rush our players right now. I mean, they're rushed up here, and they don't know how to play the game. Things come up, and they make a mistake, and if they're not told about it, then it's a continuous thing, and they repeat, and before you know it, the guy's just a lousy ball player, and everybody gets disturbed about it. So I think that's where it stems from. They can do everything they want in spring training. Actual participation in a ball game when these things come up. Players don't know the rules. They don't know fundamentals. They argue about things they don't know anything about, And they say, gee whiz, Major League Baseball. Yeah. Am I watching Major League Baseball? But baseball is a great sport. They'll learn. They finally learn. They cover things up. But the toughest part of a manager or coach right now is going up to this guy that's making $4 million and saying, hey, you're not supposed to do it that way. This is what you do, And they do, and I think most of the players accept that. I think deep down they all try, and it's not a lack of knowledge. It's not a lack of doing things before the season starts. It just happens, and they just either forget about it or just don't think it's the right way to do something.
If you were an owner of a team and you were setting up your organization, this is like the idealistic situation, how long would you keep a guy in the minors to really let him learn the fundamentals? And so when you brought him up, he was fundamentally sound and ready to really play.
Well, I think, it depends. Is a high school player or college player? A college player certainly should know his fundamentals much better than a high school player. The kind of teaching, the instructing you have down there. But I don't think a guy can spend no less than 4 or 5 years in the minor leagues than he's able to learn, unless he's a pitcher. A pitcher can learn. All he has to do is throw the ball for strikes. I have a curveball, changeup, fastball. I think he's the one that fundamentals aren't. Fundamentals don't affect the game as much on the pitching mound as it would with an infielder, outfielder, whatever it may be. So pitching you can buy for 3 years, I think. They're the guys 4 or 5 years at the least where they really learn and they find out about the various plays that go on, the various situations that come up.
What do you think about the pitchers these days that aren't able to go like 250 innings and they can't complete a game and they think going 6 innings is the way to go about it? It doesn't seem like these guys are willing to go all the way anymore. Any feeling on that?
Well, I don't think. First of all, I don't think they're developed to go 9 innings. I know in the minor leagues now, most of the pitchers pitch six innings. Their doubleheaders are 7-inning ball games. So in high school, they play 7 innings. So the pitcher really doesn't go out there and pitch. And plus, everybody is very conscious about the fact, don't hurt this kid. Don't hurt him. So many pitches a day. Everybody has different genes, so I'd say it's the stamina, the kind of pitcher he is. Hershiser is a sinker ball pitcher. He can certainly pitch 9 innings so much easier than a strikeout artist. Nolan Ryan, where he strikes out 17 guys, he makes 150 pitches. I mean, it's wear and tear on a guy. So I think there's your differential right there.
What do you think about the coaching differences between this year, in this era, and when you were coming up? Is there a great difference, do you think?
No, I don't think there's that much of a difference anymore. I think there aren't as many major league players that are becoming coaches only because of the financial end of it.
Do you still scout right now?
I don't do anything. No, I've totally retired for 6 years now.
Well, that's great.
Got right out of baseball and I watch baseball, second-guess baseball, you know, and different leagues. I still enjoy it. I still enjoy coming out here and having a lot of fun, and especially seeing a lot of the guys. Hi, Gordy.
Great, sir. Thanks very much. It's nice talking to you.